This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 401 for Tuesday, May 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Tuesday morning, building on Friday's gains as trading resumes following the long weekend. The July canola contract tacks on 70 cents at $661.80 per ton, while the November contract rises $1.90 at $682.80 per ton. That November contract remains above its 200-day moving average, despite testing it during the overnight session. There are concerns that rains across the prairies continue to delay planting, with more rain in the forecast for the region over the next few days. However, the moisture continues to rectify dry conditions. Spillover from comparable oils is negative, with moderate to sharp losses in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, and global crude oil prices. The Alberta crop report released on Friday says spring planting across the province more than doubles to about 33% complete. The seeding of canola is at 15% finished. The Canadian dollar moves lower on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 73.26 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.45. The United States weather forecast has rain for an area from South Dakota to Wisconsin, with another system covering parts of Nebraska and Colorado. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of corn. One is for more than 113,000 tons of old and new crop to Mexico, and the other is for 110,000 tons of old crop to Spain. The USDA says soybean planting is 52% complete, up 17 points on the week. Corn planting advances 21 points at 70% done. Spring wheat planting progresses 18 points at 79% in the ground. Winter wheat conditions dip 1 point at 49% good to excellent. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The July contract loses 9.5 cents at $12.38.5 per bushel. July soy oil slips back a quarter cent at 46.07 cents per pound. July soy meal is down $3.40 at $370.70 per short ton. Chicago corn is a pinch lower as the July contract dips 2 cents at $4.58.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract adding 3 cents at $3.68.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago July up 7 cents at $6.96. Kansas City July gains 4 cents at $7.01. And Minneapolis July dips 0.75 cents at $7.38.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.